Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 119:59.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 119:59. I pondered the direction of my life, and I turned to follow your laws. Today's verse brings to mind a woman I met nearly 30 years ago. I'll call her Brenda to respect her privacy. Brenda was a known drug addict in my community at the time and struggling to keep her life together. She faced a lot of challenges, but still she attended the women's Sunday school class I taught, and she seemed to know all the right answers to questions of a spiritual nature. Brenda came to our home for coffee or a meal now and again. During one of those visits, she told me how she desperately wanted to overcome her addiction. She faced a court date soon for theft, and she anticipated spending several months behind bars. She wasn't scared or upset at the possibility. Instead, she looked forward to being locked up far from her current circumstances and easy access to drugs. Brenda did go to prison, and although that experience was very difficult, she used it to do what today's Bible verse says. She pondered the direction of her life and turned around to follow God's laws. In the Hebrew language, the word ponder means to think on one's ways accurately, studiously, and curiously. It implies engaging in a fixed, abiding thought process, as opposed to having a fleeting thought about something. So when we ponder the direction of our life, we engage in an unrushed, accurate thought process about where we're going. We don't make excuses or try to gloss over a painful reality. We're honest with ourselves about our words, our thoughts, and our behaviors and where they're taking us. And we apply curiosity to the process by asking ourselves tough but necessary questions. After the psalmist pondered the direction he was heading, he chose to get on a different path, the one that leads to life. And he did so of his own volition. He didn't wait for God to force him to do so. Today's Bible verse describes what happens at conversion. After pondering the direction of our life and realizing that we're on a road that leads to eternal separation from God, we turn around. We place our faith in Jesus for our salvation and begin walking with Him, living according to His Word. It also describes our ongoing spiritual journey. All of us sin in one way or another. And the Holy Spirit convicts us. If our hearts are teachable, we respond to His nudges by assessing where we're headed and turning around as necessary. We confess our sin, receive God's forgiveness, and then seek to do life His way from that point on. King David is a biblical example of someone who did what this verse says to do. After he committed adultery with Bathsheba, he was confronted by the prophet Nathan about his behavior. David listened to Nathan. He considered what he'd done, and he made the turn. He began by acknowledging his sin in a prayer to the Lord. "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." Then David continued by asking God to change him. He prayed, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." David went from a place of sinning against God to owning his sin and asking God to create in him a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit in him. What a difference this made for him. He wrote, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, 'I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,' and you forgave the guilt of my sin." When David made the U-turn, he received forgiveness. His relationship with God was restored, and his joy returned. When my friend Brenda pondered the direction of her life and turned around to obey God's laws, the result literally saved her life. Nearly 20 years have passed, and she's still clean from drugs and passionate about Jesus. I'm sure all of us would benefit from pausing to ponder the direction our words, thoughts, and behaviors are taking us. When we see ways in which we're headed the wrong direction, let's make those necessary changes. Let's turn around to follow God's ways, not our own. For sure, we'll experience freedom from guilt and restored joy. And who knows, the U-turn might even save our life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for nuggets of wisdom in your word. Give us teachable hearts, willing to ponder the direction of our lives and willing to make the tough but necessary changes. Grant us a desire to walk with you and obey your laws written for our benefit, and then empower us to do it. May the direction of our lives fulfill your purposes for us and bring glory to your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.